Good morning, everyone. This is Chaya Rivka. Today's mini lesson is dedicated to Anna Bela Bas Golda. The other day, I was speaking with someone about how special it was to daven in a Breslov shul. They agreed there's a certain flavor of inspiration and fervor that comes with davening in a Breslov shul. Rabbi Nachman emphasized over and over again in his teachings the importance of tefillah, and he offered us so many doorways into raising and strengthening our prayers. Once there was a Breslover chassid called Rabbi Yisrael Starpachik, and he would say the daily tefillahs with such Slavos, such enthusiasm and focus and fervor. Once a Skverer Chassid named Reb Pinchas of Kublitz listened to Reb Yisrael Davin. And as he did, he was overcome with awe by the way Reb Yisrael Davined. He heard him say the Ketores and then say, "Oh, the sweetness of the fragrance. The smell would be incredibly wonderful. Then why don't we allow ourselves to put some honey in? Because the Torah commands us. The Torah commands us." And he repeated, "The Torah commands us." The tremendous passion of Reb Yisrael's tefillahs, which were offered with such great strength and faith, changed Reb Pinchas's mind about Breslovers, and eventually he became a Breslover chassid. Sometimes, just hearing someone else daven can inspire us to new heights. May you have a day in which your prayers are on fire.